Liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-4444. 2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Thursday morning. Can you believe the week is just flying by? And that probably has a lot to do with school getting ready to kick up again. Teachers, many of them are already back in the classrooms. Kids are literally counting down. And we're back, ready to get back on the grind again with back to school. Hey, we just want to remind you that kids are still out of school, many of them. And as you are going about your morning, please be careful, not only just your morning, but your day. Be careful. Make sure that you're watching out, not only for yourself, others on the road, but our kids that are literally soaking up the last hours of their summer vacay. Also, I want to remind you that if you're driving in this morning, for us coming in, it was foggy, really foggy coming in this morning. Now, it did lift, and it does seem to lift as you get closer into the Twin Cities, but give yourself enough time. It's looking cloudy and kind of yucky outside, but you know what? I believe it's going to be a great day, but just make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to stay engaged and get there safely. We remind you of that every single morning. We hope that your week is off to a really good start. It's about a wrap. You know, we hope that you have had that momentum that we talk about daily now, because we don't just need that momentum on Monday. We really need it every single day to fight off all of those things that try to come and attack us and plant those seeds that it's going to be a horrible day. Well, you know what? I say it every day. Today is no different. If I say it to you or not, I always say it to myself. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to be glad in it. And I am going to confess and declare that it is going to be a great day. DC is pop locking over there, and boy, feeling good. You're feeling like it's going to be what kind of day?
Man, it feels great.
It feels great?
Feels great.
Boy, your morning is off to a great start already, huh?
Oh, it is a beautiful day.
Man, share some of that energy and that eagerness. What are you feeling so good about?
I got a master plan. I'm thinking of a master plan.
You're thinking of a master plan. And it's got you all hyped up, huh?
Yeah.
I tell you what, we have got an incredible show on point this morning. You know, we've been talking about, last month, the months are going by so quickly. We had Dr. Steve Perry on talking about the national conversation on fatherhood. And I know for many parents are struggling with this issue. Lots of single moms. Well, we've got one of the national experts coming on this morning to talk about the subject and to really help us to get a better understanding about what's happening with our young boys and how we can help to shape and form them, and so that we don't lose the next generation of men. And there's been all sorts of conversations surrounding boys. And so we hope to continue that conversation in a very smart way and give you really good information. And as always, bring the best the best in the world in to talk about it. Y'all, it is going to be an incredible show. You need to stay on point, but more importantly, it's going to be, and already is, a great day. Hey, everybody, this is the official OPT Network. I've got to take a break. Stay with us, though. We're back right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If your morning is underway, it's 7:45 a.m. Central Standard, 8:45 Eastern Time. And this segment is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging. Foster Grandparents Program, share today and shape tomorrow. Y'all, this is such an incredible program. We hope that our seniors are calling in, especially as we're about to get school started. A lot of kids need mentoring. They need grandparents. They need people to encourage them and support them. And not only are you volunteering and helping young people, you're getting paid for it. You're getting a stipend, and you're also getting mileage. It's all money that is free, tax deductible, and it doesn't affect any of your benefits. And so we really, really want to encourage more and more grandparents to phone Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 318-484-2260. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years, and Hixson Automotive Group, Leesville, Alexandria, Monroe. Their website, www.hixsonhasit.com. Now, before we get right on point with our guest, there was an article that I could not wait to get to the microphone this morning to share with you guys because it is so critically important. And I read this story. It caught my attention because it is something that almost every single woman is guilty of doing at some time or another, and that is leaving our purses on the seat or on the floor of our car. And I am guilty of doing it often, probably daily. Well, there is a new type of thief that has been coined, sliders. And sliders prey primarily on women. Now, what sliders are thieves operating at gas stations who steal purses. Now, get this. While women are preoccupied with either pumping their gas or while they're paying for their gas. And this is what the sliders do. They crouch down below eye level where they're out of your view. They slide up to the passenger side door, open the door, and within seconds, they have successfully stolen your purse, and whatever else you may have of value that's on the front seat or the floor of your car. Now, these thieves have been caught on tape and sometimes even been detected by the victims, but it happens so quickly that there's nothing that anybody has been able to do. I mean, they see them running off with their purses, driving off with their purses. And so I said, how many times have you said, I'm going to run into the gas station, I'm going to pay for my gas, and you leave your doors open. And sometimes we leave our kids in car seats. Sometimes we leave the kids in the car, and we think there's absolutely no problem with it. There's a lot of people around. I can see my car. It's right there. Everything is going to be fine. Well, here is a warning this morning. Stop. And let's stop taking things for granted. When I read that, it stopped me cold. And it made me think about myself and all of the other people that are doing this, and we don't think a thing of it. Usually the gas pump is in such close proximity to the store that you can see your car. There's lots of people milling about, and you never would even think that somebody would open up your door, let alone steal your purse. But it's happening all across the country, and authorities are really encouraging women and drivers to make sure that your windows are up, your doors are locked, and keep your valuables at your side. Keep your purse with you. They also warn that this is happening at daycare centers. So people are finding new ways to prey on people and to steal from people. And this is a crime that authorities are reminding women of across the country. Now, I haven't heard of it happening here, but it's happening in Texas. It's happening in Kentucky. It's happening in cities across the country. And you know that it is something that is very plausible that could be happening here. And so we're getting too callous and too comfortable. And, you know, it's just like I say about texting and driving, things that we do and we think we've got it. Leaving your purse. How many times has your husband, DC, has told me numerous times, and we have just had situations where I was getting out of the car and he said, you're going to get enough of leaving that purse. You know, just having heated fellowship before we get out of the car because I have left my purse somewhere in the car thinking nothing of it. And I know that your husbands have probably done the same thing. It's time to stop it. People are preying on you. And really what they're saying is that these sliders, these so-called sliders, are scoping you out. They're watching you when you have no idea. Many of us are so busy multitasking, and we have so many things on our minds when we're at the gas station that somebody taking your purse out of your car while you're standing there, well, it would have never occurred to me, but it is happening. And we don't want you or me to be the victims of it. Picking up kids at daycare, going in, you leave your car running, you leave it open, you leave everything. Well, you're leaving criminals an opportunity. And criminals are, guess what? They're opportunistic. They're looking for any opportunity to steal. Well, let's stop them cold in their tracks by taking care of ourselves, by protecting ourselves. And most importantly, let's not leave our kids in the car seat. Even if you think it's just a brief few minutes, what could happen? Well, the whole idea is we don't know what could happen. And so when I saw that article, I said, this is an article that we have got to share with women. You know, it's usually around Christmas time and around the holidays that we start really trying to protect ourselves. But you know what? It has to be an everyday concern. And it's not to invoke fear, but it's to make us aware. And this is really just, it's smart talk for smart people. Now, changing gears this morning, we're going to be talking about fatherhood. And I know many of you, just like I, have friends who are single moms who are having challenges in the area of raising kids alone, but most especially boys. I was saying to my friend on yesterday, as our young men, as our boys become young men, women, and I as a mom, have had to change the way that I mother, so to speak, as our son becomes a young man and grows into a teenager. And I can see that because there are two of us. And she said, you know, for me, the hardest thing is having to be everything. See, when there's a mom and a dad, one person can be the heavy and the other person, kind of like good cop, bad cop. You support each other, but you don't have to be the bad cop all the time. And so as I look at the challenges that many women that are close to me, that are raising children without fathers, especially sons, it's absolutely heartbreaking. And so what we have done is we have, our team has gone out and sought the most sought after professional in the field to talk to us, to speak to us about the challenges, and most importantly, about how we can raise our sons to be men. Y'all, this is such an important conversation. It's a national conversation, and we want you to be a part of it. Stay on point. We're back with Dr. Roland Warren after this.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot.
Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting started, it's a minute after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9:01 Eastern Time. And I want to get right on point. You know, we told you that we were going to be continuing our conversation about fatherhood and the challenges that sometimes single moms often face. Well, this morning, we want to introduce you to a very important person in this conversation through his leadership. The organization of National Fatherhood Initiative has become the most widely quoted authority on fatherhood. Rollin Warren is a husband, father, and Princeton graduate, has an MBA from Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. And Rollin has made numerous appearances on the Oprah Winfrey Show. You've seen him many, many times on Oprah. Today, CNN, Fox News, BET, and that just names a few. Now, currently, Rollin is the president and CEO of CareNet, but this morning we welcome him to the OPT Network for the very first time. Rollin, good morning and welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. And so I want to get right on point, Rollin, with the issues and the conversation that has, it hasn't just started. It's a conversation that America has been having for some time, and we well know, whether we're living it or not, we've got friends who are living it, we've got family who are living it, there are voluminous reasons, told and untold, why fathers are absent and why they leave. We know what the statistics say. 24 million kids are living without fathers present in the home. And so what I want to get to is how men like yourself begin to speak the language that women can understand about the issues of raising boys to become men, that they won't be reported as a negative statistic, that they won't fall into this category. Mm-hmm. How do we do
sure.
that?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, first off, thank you again for, being part of this conversation and continuing this conversation because it's an important
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
A certain issue you talked about, you know, the statistics in terms of the number of, you know, boys that are growing up without dads and certainly obviously girls as well.
Right.
And, you know, the fact that father absences correlates with so many different things in our culture from, you know, criminal activity, less kind of performance. I mean, you name it, a lot of these statistics kind of correlate. So, you know, I grew up, just to give a little background here to kind of frame it for me, you know, I grew up without my dad in my life for most of my life. My parents split up when I was about six or so, but my father wasn't around very much prior to that, but at least that I recall. And so, you know, I was raised in a single mother home, you know, without a dad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think one of the things that's really important, I think it's really important for moms in particular, is, you know, understanding the fact that it's difficult for him to be what he doesn't see. And one of the things that I, you know, I try to tell folks kind of early on is that, you know, where you really want to start the conversation, I think, in a lot of ways, in the thought process on this is, you know, I ask a lot of moms, single moms in particular, what kind of father is your son going to be? I mean, what kind of father would you want him to be? Mm-hmm. And, you know, invariably what I hear is that I want him to be a good one. And I say, great. Well, what kind of father did he have? And then too often I hear,
right,
not a good one, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
And then I kind of say, well, that's the model that he's seen. So if he's not going to be that kind of father, then he's got to see a different kind of father. And then so you've got to be on a journey to help him see a model that's very different from the one that's been modeled for him. And I think mm-hmm. that awareness piece, I think, is one of the very first things that someone has to do, but it can be certainly a painful step in some regard.
Mm-hmm. And what I'm seeing and hearing and reading, Rollin, within the conversation is that men and women are diametrically different when it comes to the way that we communicate, especially with our boys.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm seeing, and I really want to be very careful, because what I'm seeing is people like yourself who have lived the story, who have, you have gone on to be a huge success without a father, and I see you speaking to the masses of women, but what I don't see necessarily is women receiving what it is that you're saying, and receiving that this is how men think. This is where most men are in their thinking. This is what the research shows. And helping them to plug into that. Do you know what I mean?
I think that you're spot on. I mean, I think that, you know, as you just mentioned, I've done a number of Oprah shows and in other venues and talked about that. And I think one of the issues, one of the reasons for that is because it can be difficult for a mom to separate what her son needs from what she feels for his father.
Mm-hmm.
And and those are two very, very different things. And, you know, sometimes what ends up happening is that, you know, particularly if the relationship between her and the father have frayed, and maybe he's not the kind of a guy that he should be. And some, frankly, a lot of times, candidly, he is. And there's a barrier where she wants to block him out, because when she's done with him, then that means that he's done with them.
Right.
And she kind of looks at it more as a competitive process, and she doesn't see herself necessarily as a gateway, but she sees herself as a gatekeeper.
Right.
And a lot of times she thinks in the best interest of her son. But, you know, I can tell just from my own perspective. Look, you know, boys will grow up to be men.
It's just, absolutely.
It's a fact of life.
Right.
And the reality is that you're either going to be a part of the process to help him develop to be the kind of man that he needs to be, and the kind of husband and father that he needs to be, or not. And it's not like that happens. It's not that happens by accident. It has to be an intentional process. Historically, boys have learned how to be good men and good fathers and good husbands by watching good men, good fathers and husbands. They were married to their mothers and were loving them and loving their moms.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't see that, then it's very difficult, as I said, for him to be that. So I think that one of the issues is that all of this gets connected together, and you're focusing on your relationship with him in terms of what that may or may not be. And the reality is that what your son is going to become is very much tied to that, and you've got to kind of change your orientation and put some of that stuff aside in order to focus on what it is your kid needs. Like with me growing up without a dad, no one ever asked me the question of what kind of dad did I think I was going to be, or what did I need in order to be a kind of father, frankly, that was different from my own dad. Never had the discussion at all with anyone in that regard. And you've got to be very, very intentional, because a lot of times boys will not be able to communicate and articulate what it is that they need.
And so how do you think, for you, your dad leaving at 6 years old, and Dr. Steve Perry talked about the same thing, and you're hearing a lot of successful men, and we're seeing a lot of successful stories in women who have raised men like yourself that have gone on to have great successes. What do you think was the key for you not seeing your father as a role model or in the home? How did that happen for you?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's a number of different ways, and frankly, a lot of them have changed now in the culture. But, you know, I mean, as crazy as it may sound, you know, I saw certain things on television that were inspiring for me. For example, I remember as a young kid watching the Brady Bunch. It's kind of a crazy kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I remember Mike Brady, mm-hmm. and I remember thinking to myself, gosh, I want one of those, and I want to be one of those. Mm. I remember watching The Cosby Show and saying, I want to be like that guy. You know, there are visions, and there were certain men along the way who stepped in at different points that really, really helped me. Certainly avoid some of the things that could have taken me in a bad direction. And, you know, when you look at what's on television today, I mean, we've gone from Father Knows Best to Father Knows Nothing.
Hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. so what's being modeled a lot of times in the culture and in the media is antithetical to you being the kind of father that you need to be. So I saw some of those things, and I wanted those things, and I desired those things, and those were very helpful for me, both personal interactions from certain guys in my life, but also from some of the things that was in the culture that helped me cast a different vision, even though I would say my mother wasn't necessarily intentional in terms of helping me do that. The reality was there were a lot of different things out there that caused me to want to do that. And the other point I want to make that is very clear, and I think President Obama talked about this as well on several occasions. I know that I've heard him and in other venues, that, you know, he's not, you know, he didn't become president because he grew up without a dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like,
right.
it was despite that.
Right.
He said even he still wanted his father. He still needed his father.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not like a badge of courage, really, frankly, because the reality is you can go to every prison in this country. And I've talked to a lot of guys who are incarcerated. A lot of work that NFI did was around incarcerated fathers. And over and over and over again, these guys, when you talk about their dads, tears in the eye, grew up, anger, mm-hmm. you know, those kinds of things. But the reality was that they got attracted to maybe some different things. I mean, gangs are basically fatherhood replacement vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
That's what connects these guys. They want a sense of belonging. They want male affirmation. And they look for it in a place that's destructive rather than one that's constructive.
Absolutely. And for those moms, Roland, that are single moms, that have boys, that are angry, I was talking to a friend of mine just yesterday, and you know, we have all known and know someone who is a single mom that has watched their son cry themselves to sleep, watch their sons be angry because they don't understand why dad is alive and well, and in many cases living in the same town. They don't understand why he's not available, and mothers really don't have any idea about how to explain that. And after a certain age, you know, you can't sugarcoat it any longer when these boys become young men. How do we begin to speak to that?
Well, that's a really excellent question. And frankly, you know, if you're a mom, obviously when you see that, you want to protect your son from that. You want to protect your kids from that. And so, you know, it's counterintuitive. You think that the way to actually do that is to kind of not talk about that part and to just kind of avoid it.
And Roland, and not only that, she wants to cut him. She wants to cut him, you know, so
yeah,
she's still very angry with him.
Yes. Agreed, but here's the thing about it. He is part of them. The reality is, and that's why, you know, when you hear a mom like talking bad about the dad or something like that, the reality is the boy is part of him.
Mm-hmm.
He's part of me. We're interconnected. And so in a sense, when you downgrade him and denigrate him, in a sense, it sounds kind of crazy, but you're also doing it to your own kid. You just don't realize it,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I think one of the things, particularly in those kinds of situations, I think one of the things that is helpful is honestly to start having the conversation with your son about that, because you have to help him tell himself an accurate story and maybe a different story. You know, kids a lot of times when, and I know for myself, when I first started doing work with National Fatherhood Initiative, my very first speech that I gave as president, I was, you know, kind of talking about a video that I had seen. I won't go through the whole story because it's pretty long, but the reality was that, you know, I had been to my father's funeral a few years before and hadn't cried at my dad's funeral, didn't shed a tear. And we weren't in conflict and fighting or anything like that. We kind of figured out sort of a relationship or whatever.
When did that happen, Roland? After he left at 6 years old, when did you come back together?
Well, he was always, again, it's kind of like he was always around. He came for what I call the fathering days of obligation, you know, birthdays, you know, graduation. But in terms of being involved in me and in my life and doing life deeply with me and being there at football games and just, you know, just doing life, mm-hmm. he just was never really engaged. And he lived in the same town, and my dad was a good guy in a lot of ways. And, you know, he kind of had pushed the reset button, got a new wife and new kids, and kind of went on with that. And I kind of figured that out and just, you know, it was just life for us. And I hadn't really, frankly, thought a lot about it. But what all of this came rushing back to me when I was at his funeral. And I began to get angry as people were coming up and saying amazing things about my father. I mean, I'm sitting there with my wife and my kids, and I'm just furious. Until finally this one guy comes up. He comes up and he says, you know, I was in prison, and my dad had come to him and helped him, and now he was this, that, and the other. And I'm ready to punch someone out because I thought to myself, I went to Princeton, I went to Penn. Did I need to go to prison in order to get my father's love and attention? And I was furious. And I had no idea what was going on inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward 3 years, you know, mm-hmm. God kind of calls me to National Fatherhood Initiative. I've given my first speech. And I had never told anyone that story of how I felt at my father's funeral, not even my wife. I just never had said anything about it. I told that story to start the speech off, which is not in the script, and I burst into tears.
Wow.
And I just was sobbing uncontrollably. I couldn't get myself together. I said, what the heck is happening to me? And what I figured out was what was happening to me is all those years of feeling rejected, of feeling not good enough, trying to understand what was so much better out there than what was going on in my life. See, I told myself a story about myself that was connected to his absence. And so what moms can help a son do is tell himself the accurate story. See, his absence wasn't about me. It was about him.
Right.
It didn't have to do with me. It had to do with him. But if you don't have the conversation, and just because your son's not having that conversation, it doesn't mean that with you, it doesn't mean he's not having that conversation with himself. He's telling himself a story.
That's powerful.
And so often those stories that we tell ourselves can be destructive.
That's
now, for
right.
me, frankly, in order to get my father's attention, I played football, I did well in school, I did all these kinds of things. But for other guys, you know, they get involved with the wrong people.
Right.
It's still the same. It's still the same seed. It's still the same wound. I tell you all the time, kids have a hole in their soul in the shape of their dad.
Yeah.
It's like God whispers into the wounds of their mothers that there's this guy who will love them like no other. And if he's not there, if he's unable to fill that hole, it can leave a wound that's not easily healed. And what drew me to National Fatherhood Initiative and why I was so passionate about this work and still am, even though I'm not heading to that and still talk about
right.
it, is because I'm a wounded soul. And there are lots of wounded souls out there.
Powerful.
And moms can help heal that. Moms can help heal that. But in order to do that, you've got to get past your stuff and you've got to focus on him and you've got to engage him in conversations that can start to help him make sense of this absence. Because let me just say this last thing. I know I'm going a little long here.
Hang on. Hold that thought for me. Let me get a quick break here, and we'll pick that up right after this. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-4444.
2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, McDonald's of Alexandria, and Red River Bank. Every day, extraordinary banking. If you're just joining this very important conversation, we're joined by Roland Warren. He is the former president of the National Fatherhood Initiative Program. And this conversation, I think, is critical for families. Roland, before we went to break, though, you were talking about your dad and you were talking about the sort of breakdown that you had. And during the break, I asked you how old you were when your dad died, and you said what?
38.
Still dealing at 38 years old with this anger and this acceptance.
Yeah, and absolutely. All these degrees, all this whatever, none of it really mattered at that moment. You know, it just didn't matter, because for me, I was still a 10-year-old boy, you know, emotionally in this area of my life, you know, waiting for a dad that didn't show up. And you know, I think it's like anything else. I mean, those that are supposed to love you deeply are the only ones that can wound you deeply. Think about it. This is a person that's supposed to love you like no other. And when they don't, how can you expect? I mean, how can you expect anything different than that? I mean, really? I mean, this is a person supposed to love you like no other. You're bone of their bone and flesh of their flesh.
Yes.
And they don't connect. I mean, how painful is that? I mean, just think about friends that you have as adults that you've been friends with for years and they disconnect from you, how painful that is. Well, what about somebody who's bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh that doesn't connect?
And who's supposed to love you, unconditionally.
Absolutely. You got to make sense of all that.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing that you can do to kind of talk that away. In a sense, the son has to work through that and make sense of that and tell himself a story that's going to be one that's going to empower him to be the things that God has designed him to be. And as a mom, you're in a unique role to facilitate that process. Now, one of the things, the analogies I also use that kind of hopefully try to help people get this.
Okay.
You know those like pegboards, those pegboards that you had as a kid, and you'd have a peg, you'd pull out of it, right? Now, if you think about, use that analogy, think about a father. And so this is one of the fallacies that I think that folk fall into. They say, well, the father's absent. In other words, that peg is gone. So we don't have to deal with him anymore. No,
right.
Now you have to deal with the hole. Now you have to deal with the hole.
That's right.
When a father's in the home, you learn how to negotiate with him, work with him. You see the interaction between mom and dad. You're learning all of these things.
Right.
When he's not there, it's not like you're not learning anything. Now you have to deal with the whole. And if you don't help your sons understand that, they will step into that hole.
Mm.
They will fall into that hole.
Okay, so how do we help them to deal with that very real hole? Now, let me take it a step further. Okay. Dad has left. He has left this family, and he now has another family, just like in many cases, and in your case. And he has another family. And you can't understand, as a mom, as a child, what is wrong with us. Why can't he be there for us? We were the first family, but now he has moved on. And he can't seem to multitask between the two families. So he's just seemingly chosen one, and that's the one he's with. Now, this hole. This is like the Grand Canyon now.
Yes. Well, I dealt with that. Now, there are two sides to this equation, and women, interestingly, play on both sides of the equation. The receiving woman,
right,
has to have the presence of mind. Like, she has to do something that's counterintuitive to what her desire is. She's building this nest, and she wants him in the nest and all her eggs in the nest.
That's right.
Because what I've also found, typically, when they're dating, she engages with his other children.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's auditioning.
That's right.
To say, yes, I'm whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all cool until she has her own eggs. And then it's like, well, let's protect our nest here.
That's right.
And he's in the nest.
Now, Mine first.
Exactly. Now, a guy has to have the presence of mind, which is difficult, to say, you know what, hey, I still have responsibilities there. The thing that I find problematic, and I don't really understand, this is something in the women, why would it be attractive to you, a guy who's not taking responsibility for his other children? Like, why would that be attractive to you?
Hmm.
Why would that be attractive? It shouldn't be.
Well, you know what it is, though, Roland? You know what it is, though? It's not necessarily attractive, I don't think. When women get into that situation, all they see is me, us, and our.
Exactly. But the problem is, and here's the problem, that guy who does that that way, the reality is he's more likely to do the same thing to you.
Exactly.
Because his connection to his kids is his connection to you. And so when he's not connected to you, he's not connected to his kids, just like he did with her. Mm-hmm. So what you really should be encouraging him is to think more broadly, to be other-centered. It actually benefits you. Because what you're doing is you're getting him to think outside of himself, to be other-centered. The truest measure of a man is not what you do for yourself, it's what you do for others.
That's right.
That's the measure of manhood. You want a good man? Find a guy who does stuff for others.
That's right.
And he has a responsibility there. It's a noble thing for him to take responsibility for those kids that he produced outside of your relationship. And if you want a noble man, you should be encouraging him to do that. Now, I say all that to say that women play both sides of the equation. So the receiving woman, so to speak, mm-hmm. needs to be encouraging him to take responsibility. Right?
Right.
And the woman who's been left needs to understand and embrace that from the perspective that there's an aspect of this. But I do really think that the big thing that doesn't happen is so simple is just having the conversation with the boy.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about what does it feel like when your dad's not here?
And then this is what he's going to say. Wait, Roland, let me stop you right there. If he's a teenage boy, he's going to say, I don't know. One-word answer. I don't know.
Exactly. And then you think he doesn't. So what you do with boys is that you cause them to project. So you talk about another situation that's connected to that. You find another kid whose dad's not there, and you talk about that kid.
Okay.
And what he starts to do is he projects that reality. What he'll do is he'll project his reality onto that situation, and now you start a conversation. I raised two boys. It works like a charm. You start to focus initially on them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily open up. But if you, that's why video games are so powerful for boys. They become the characters. You see, what you're doing is you're creating a video game, in a sense, in terms of the reality for him, in terms of that experience. Boys are, girls, easy. It's crying.
Right.
Boys, a lot of times when you first say it, and here's the opening thing that tells you that there's an issue. A boy will say, so what's going on with my dad? And how you respond to that question sets the whole thing up. Now, if you're about yourself and what's happening with you and your own hurt, you're going to say, why are you asking about him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the boy doesn't want to dishonor you. He'll shut down. Well, nothing.
Right.
Right? But if you engage him and he says that, well, you know, I don't know. Why do you ask the question? And you do it in a loving way. You'll draw, well, I don't know. I was just asked. That's his signal. See, because a boy needs to determine what it means to be a man. He's going to connect to another man or community of men. He's trying to work that out. You can't show him that.
Mm.
It's like I said to you on the break. You're not teaching. When I hear mother say, I'm mother and father. No, you're not. You're mother to him.
That's right.
And that's cool.
But aren't we a culture, Roland?
You're not teaching him to be a father. What you're teaching him, I'm sorry?
But aren't we a culture now that celebrates being, I am mother and father? We're a culture that has accepted that, and we tout that, and we wear that as a badge of honor.
You're not a father to him. You didn't grow up as a boy. Your fathers are boys. The boy is the father to the man. You didn't grow up as a boy. And you don't need to be. You have no shame in that. No, I'm a mother. I try to be the best single mother that I can. But you need to realize that the better single mother you are, the more that you're teaching your boy that he doesn't need to be there. Think about it. How's a culture of single motherhood supposed to give birth to a culture of responsible fatherhood?
You can't.
You're modeling the very, that's a fallacy. You're modeling the very opposite of what you want. And let me tell you this one last piece. This is the question that you ask yourself. You ask yourself two things. That first question, what kind of father do I want my son to be? And if it's the opposite of one he's had, that means I got to go find other models so my son can aspire to be that. That's number one. And the second question I always ask, how much access does your ex's mother have to your children? And typically they say, well, none. I say, well, how much access do you want to have to your grandchildren?
Wow.
You see, his connection to the mother of his kids is your connection to your grandchildren. So you project a totally different reality to what's actually there. You're living it out. Everything that you need is right there in front of you, but you have to step back, get out of your own way, pick your own needs, put them aside, and focus on this kid.
Well,
it's not about you. It's not about you and your relationship with the dad, whatever that may be. It's about the fact that he has to make sense of this in his own world.
Absolutely.
And you have to help him become the kind of father that you want him to be. And that doesn't happen by accident, especially if he's not seeing that on a daily basis.
This is a powerful, powerful conversation, Roland, and so much to digest. Can you stay with us for one more break? One more second.
Okay. One more.
One more. We're gonna take a quick break here, and we're gonna wrap up right after this.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. We're back. And what an incredible conversation with Roland Warren. We're talking about fatherhood and motherhood. And, Roland, we have kept you way over time. I want you to just tie this whole thing in together because there is so much for us to meditate on and to think about and to go in. How do we just tie this thing into simplicity if that can be done?
Yeah. You shouldn't take this as discouraging if you're a mom. You actually should take it as encouraging, because what I'm basically giving you permission to do, essentially, is to be what you were designed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be frustrated because you're not being something that you're not designed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't designed to be his father. You were designed to be his mother. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
And understand that. And then say, just like anything else, you know, if you're designed to be a certain thing and you need another piece, and that other piece is a bad piece or not available, whatever it may be, what do? Well, you go and try to find other ways that you can make that happen. So you're on a journey now. You're on a journey now to help this boy to be the kind of man that he needs to be. And all of this stuff, and we talked about this a little bit, you know, the reality is if you don't do this, he's never going to be able to lead and cleave.
Mm-hmm.
He's never going to be the kind of man that's going to be worthy of a woman, because he's not maturing from boyhood to manhood. You didn't want a boy, you wanted a man.
Mm.
I told my wife, an interesting thing, just a little thing. My wife, she was making the, and this is what fathers can do. My wife, very nurturing, very loving. Our boys were getting older. She's making their beds, this, that, and the other. I said, well, do you want me to make the bed? She said, well, yeah. I said, well, if you keep making their beds, you just preparing them for a woman. Well, my mother used to make my bed. She's, you see what I'm saying?
Right. I see exactly
what you're
saying.
But I stepped in there, and what did I do? I pulled back. I said, look, I know that's what the other side can do. No, he's got to be a man. I'm thinking in my head, no, I want my sons to be a man who will make a bed, who will do, who will do all the things that my wife wants me to do and loves that I do. How does that happen? Well, it gets modeled. But I had to pull her back. So don't be frustrated that you're not what you weren't designed to be. And that's where I think the culture is selling single mothers short. In there, there's a difference between celebration and support, and individuals versus institutions. And what has happened is that we want to support single mothers, absolutely. But do we really want to celebrate the institution of single motherhood? In other words, the institution, the building block of culture. Because what you do, you celebrate what you want more of. You celebrate anniversaries.
That's
you celebrate birthdays because you want more of them. You don't celebrate funerals, you see? So you celebrate what you want more of. So you support single mothers, which is what you want to do. But what you don't want to celebrate, you support the single mother as an individual, but you don't want to celebrate the institution of single motherhood unless that's what we want.
Right.
And if we want to raise a culture of boys who will be fathers in terms of providing their seed, but will not be dads in terms of providing themselves, then that's what we'll do. That's what we'll celebrate, and we'll get more of it.
And you know what I think from this, and as you were saying, that something went way down in my spirit, there will be those people that think that we're selling single mothers out because we don't celebrate that. But I never really realized that we celebrate what we want more of. And we don't want more of.
Both women, yes, most women are single mothers by chance, not by choice. That wasn't a dream from my mother.
Right.
I mean, if you're in the club and the guy said, oh, here's the deal. We're going to get together. We're going to kick it, yada, yada, yada. And then you're going to get pregnant and I'm going to leave you.
Right.
Let's go. I mean, most women are like, at least, in fact, I spent a lot of time talking to single mothers. Here's what I've never heard. That her hope and her dream for her daughter is that she'll be a single mother. In fact, every shiftless guy she can meet, she introduces her daughter to in hopes that he will get her pregnant and leave her.
Right.
You don't want that.
No. And who says I want to grow up to be a single mother?
Exactly.
Who aspires to do that?
Of course not. It's extremely hard. It's extremely difficult. There are sacrifices that moms were not really designed to even have to take.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is they do that. I get that. And you want to support that. But the reality is, you know, we want to model what we want more of.
Absolutely.
And if you want your kids to be different than the reality that they're seeing, then you have to find a reality that matches the one that you want them to be.
Absolutely. Rollin, you have
That's the way life works.
You have been absolutely more than incredible, and we would love to have you.
Well, thank you.
We would love to have you back. The hole in the soul that needs to be healed can't be healed in one conversation, in one setting. But it is one that we really have to get. We have to get busy trying to heal those holes that go deep into those souls. Rollin, thank you so much for being so generous with your time.
You're welcome, and thanks for the interest. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody. This is the official OPT Network. We're back after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine? I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Every day, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Remember, still free mammograms. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts, 318-487-1122. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, Davis One Stop, Walker Automotive Group, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, and get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish, 318-487-1881. DC, I'm going to tell you that Rollin has given us so much to chew on that I don't know where to start. The hole in the soul, and you guys can go to our website and you can see who he is at www.onpointcxmas.com. He has been on Oprah countless times. He has been on Fox News. He's been on the Today Show. He's all over the national media talking about this very important subject. But one of the main things that I think that I took away and that I feel way down deep is the hole in the soul that so many children have, not just boys, but girls as well. But like he said, DC, girls are different with expressing their emotions than boys are.
Yes.
And it's really, really hard for us to really speak to single mothers and disconnect everything that they have known their whole lives to say that we do not want to celebrate single motherness. We do want to support it, but we don't want to celebrate it. And we really want women to understand how men think. And you and I have conversations all the time where we see things so differently.
Yes.
And so how, as a man, can you break down some of what he was saying in a way that we can just really get it and not feel offended, not feel hurt, but really receive it to help our young men?
Well, one of the things I thought that he said, Carlette, that moved me, you know, is that we have to understand that little boys and young men have to be around men to learn how to become men.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is, you know, if you are a single mother and you're in that area where you have to be the protector, you tend to do things differently than what a man would do. You know, a man is more or less a kind of throw the kid in the water and watch him swim and just save him when he needs it.
Right.
Where a woman is sort of like, I'm not going to throw him in the water at all. So he never learns how to swim.
Wow.
And so, you know, and another thing he said was nobody wants to, or you said, nobody really aspires to be a single mother. And that's for a reason. It takes two people to raise a child. It takes a man and a woman. But what he said was we have to support single mothers and not celebrate it. In other words, the single mother needs help.
Right.
And the single mother needs help from the community, most and especially men in the community, you know. But, you know, we don't want to breed more single mothers.
Right.
You know, because we don't want all of our kids being raised by single mothers.
Right.
And that's when you get what I think we have a lot of, when you look at disproportionately African-American men are in the penal system more than any other race of people. And when you look at that in relationship to the statistics which show which race of people have more single parents.
Right. Absolutely. More than half.
It's not a win streak.
Right. And let me just say this. Let me just say this because I think it's critically important, because I feel single mothers out there feeling a certain way. And we both, and even Rollin, we both come from
right.
single parents. So we are not saying that single parents aren't important and that single parents haven't done a good job.
Right.
But what we're saying is that we have to try to create and redefine the culture of what that looks like. And also, in that, in that vein, we have got to stop. We really have to stop, because this is what most women are saying, if you think about it. There are no good men. Where are all the good men? Well, many of those men are being raised by us, by women. And because we are not cultivating...
The very men that they're saying are not good.
Right, and the very men that will not be good, because we have not been able to teach them how to be men.
Absolutely. And you have a lot of men who are raised by women. I know a lot of men, you know, that just can't deal on a man level, but has no problem dealing with women.
Right.
And manhandling women. But when another man walks in the room, he starts bowing down because he's not ever been taught how to deal with a man. And he always needs affirmation from other men.
Right.
Because he's not man enough to stand on his own two feet.
Absolutely.
He's a wimp.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he said it. He said,
we'll take off running.
DC. So he said this. He said something really important. He said, when mothers have this relationship with men, sometimes the lines get blurred. And he called it an amalgam, where when men leave their mothers, they're unable to cleave because they're too connected to their mother.
That's deep right there, man.
Isn't that deep?
Oh, that's
and he said all of those things that a woman should get from her husband, she has, I think, unbeknownst to her, projected that onto her son. And then when he does become a man, he will become a man, then he moves into the next relationship that becomes ultimately dysfunctional because of the relationship that he has, and has had with his mother. I'm going to tell you one thing. We support all single mothers. We support that. We are products of that. But we have learned so much in this conversation. And this is why we work so hard as a team to bring you people that are educated, that are learned.
Yes.
On these subjects, DC, because they open us up. They open us up like a can to possibility, to information, to the power of what we can be. And this morning he said, I don't want single moms to be discouraged. We want you to be encouraged. We're going to continue this conversation. We're going to continue to bring people in, DC, that can help heal the hole that is very much a part of many souls. And he said he was 38 years old, still angry, still broken by the issues of not being accepted, not being honored, not being loved in the way that he needed to by his father. Y'all, if this is not smart talk for smart people, I don't know what is. This is something that is going to give us thought for the day, the week, the month, the year. It's a process. It's not going to happen overnight, but we need to start rethinking what we thought was good and right. And there's nothing wrong with that. And that's how you grow. That's how you get better, by allowing that information in and receiving it. You can't just hear it. You've got to receive it. And then when you receive it, you've got to begin to implement. You know what? Start little, and eventually we'll grow into what we want to be and what we want to see. And the next generation will be better. We're going to declare it. We're going to speak it. We're going to believe it. Hey, you guys are always, always such an incredible group of listeners. We thank you so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you more than that. Love yourself. Be kind to you. For David, for Big David, I'm Carlette. Have a great Thursday. And guess what? You know tomorrow is Real Women, Real Talk. We've got another great panel. with heated conversations that you don't want to miss. We'll see you on tomorrow. Have a great day.
You've been on point.